The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
9:28. It's great to have your company this morning. Email ryan at rte.ie or you can text 51551. Let me say good morning to our friend and colleague, Sinead Neal. Look, a call. Good morning, Sinead.
Oh, hello, Ryan. How are you?
Did I make it bags of that or are we okay?
Not at all. We are Giad Fong Giad, 100%.
Gahanawa er fad. Anyway, Fulchit good day on programme on Clara on Shaw in you.
Gramila Mahaga.
And
nice to be speaking to you.
It was very good to be speaking to you because you are doing something that I think was required some time ago, which is you are rehabilitating, you are reevaluating, you are spreading some light and joy about the world of Peg Sayers. Now, the big question is quite straightforward, one word, three letters. Why?
Why? I suppose I'm spreading light and joy and love maybe as well, because I'm trying in this new documentary that will air soon on TG Cahir to look at Peg in a positive light.
Okay.
To, I suppose, reevaluate who Peg Sayers was. We've heard a lot about her, and when we hear people speak about Peg Sayers, mostly it's about the Leaving Cert. Mostly it's about that little pink book that so many people study.
You just triggered
can
me.
Can you imagine it?
Just be triggered by you, Sinead. I can see it now. Go on, keep going.
I actually have a copy right in front of me.
I'll leave it there.
And I suppose many people studied Peg. It was on the curriculum, I think, from like 1962 to 1999. So that's
really? Did it last that far?
Time. Yeah. And now I didn't have to study Peg, so I decided for this particular program that I would take a personal journey, take a trip down memory lane. I'm from West Kerry. I'm from a place called Balneonic, which isn't far at all from Dunchuin, where Peg grew up. It's not far at all from the Blasket Islands. And when I was young, during the summers, I worked in Unad an Bhláscaid Mhór, the heritage centre in
Dunchuin. Oh, I've never been.
Oh, it's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. I would recommend to go. But I worked in the restaurant there for years.
Oh.
I spent my summers there. That was my summer job, working with Christy and Dave and Sharon and Mary and all the rest down there.
Gorgeous.
Wonderful time.
So, go ahead.
I was just a little bit, I suppose, embarrassed because I always heard about Peg Sayers and I knew about Peg Sayers, but I didn't really know that much about her at the same time. I had never read the book. I knew that she was a storyteller. I knew that she had a hard life. I knew that she got a lot of, I suppose, stick from people who had read the book and who had studied the book. But I wanted to take, I suppose, a personal journey and to understand who Peg was. And that's hopefully what I've done with this programme.
It's a good start to our chat because for those who haven't a clue what we're talking about, that is to say people under 35 or thereabouts, and for people who just didn't study Irish or who are new to the country, whatever it might be, I would have studied Peg as a pass Irish student, and when I say pass, they just didn't have another level for me to go down. But the point I'm making is, I'll try and remember what I remember about Peg. She stole an apple pie under her armpit. She ended up being kind of slightly annoyed about Coach Jim, who skedaddled to America and didn't send the money back. Somebody fell out of a coffin.
Yeah.
And they're the three. That's all I can remember about Peg after 2.5 years of studying.
Yeah, but remember, what's in the book, Peg, is a certain period of her life. But there's so much more to her as well, and she collected so many more stories that aren't even registered in this book. So I suppose, to give people a background, Peg Sayers, born in 1873 in Dunquin, married into the island, the Great Blasket Island, and spent her life there. And I suppose many people came to the island to collect stories from her, lots of storytellers, people from Cnosach Vale Idis Éireann, the Folklore Commission of Ireland. And it came to pass that she told her life story to her son, Mike Fille. He wrote it down. It was then edited by Maureen Ikineda, and it became the book that so many people studied for the Leaving Cert. So it's kind of a little bit like Chinese Whispers, I think. You know, she told her story to her son. They say her son was quite religious as well. So I wonder, did Mike Filla take note of everything? I mean, and there's, I suppose, a certain editorial there as well. And then it was passed on to Maureen Ikineda, and then it was published, and it became the book that was on the Leaving Cert for such a long period of time, 62 to 99. And I suppose during that period of time, it became the stuff of nightmares for many people, because Peg had a hard life. It was hard on the island. She lost, I think she had 11 children and six of them survived. She had a tough life, as many people did at the time. So I suppose people remember that element or that part of her life. And think about it. You're a 17, 18-year-old Leaving Cert student.
Grumpy.
I'm sure you don't want to be reading about something that is so hard, and the hardship and all that she suffered and endured. But that was her life, and that was her story. And all she did was tell it to her son, as was required of her. So I think Peg gets a lot of stick that she doesn't deserve.
I agree with you. I think because I'm older now, I realise that this book is an important part of social oral history and storytelling, and what we do so well in the country.
Yeah.
Now, that's one. But I will say, and you correctly say, Sinead, imagine being 16, 17, 18 and being faced with this story. I found it wasn't the grimness of her life. I didn't mind that at all. To me, it was, I'll use the word again, a trigger. It just, it was like what the Glenroe Sig tune did to me on a Sunday night at 8:30. Peg would have been a visual and Gaeilge representation of that too. It just reminded me of, you know, working for the Leaving Cert and at a subject I wasn't very good at. And therefore, through no fault of her own necessarily, Peg became a sort of totem for things that instilled fear in me.
Yeah, and I can completely understand why. And I suppose this programme that we worked on, we tried to look at Peg in a positive light, because there are so many people who didn't study Peg, who don't have those withdrawal symptoms or PTSD when they hear her name or see that pink book. And for those people, they're reimagining Peg. They're coming up with creative ways to celebrate her. And that's what we've looked at in this program. There are people who are composing pieces of music based on some of Peg's stories. And you'll see that, no spoiler alert. There's also a young woman from County Mayo, no connection to County Kerry, who has decided to get a tattoo of Peg.
Yes.
Now,
how old is she?
She is in her early 20s.
And is she a hipster?
She looked pretty hip when I met her.
That's quite a hipstery thing to do, I think. And kind of impressed. Your program, it's a documentary?
Documentary, yes.
I think it's, I can't wait to see it, because I think, first of all, TG Car is just, I think, arguably the best channel on TV at the moment. Secondly, and that includes all the digitals and everything else. And secondly, I think this would be a very nice reintroduction to Peg for people like me who are scarred, who might then reevaluate it by watching your programme and kind of just having a more mature adult relationship with this historical figure.
Absolutely. And have you read the book, Ryan?
Well, I mean, I read the bits of it in bad Irish, you know, when I was in school. I mean, it was part of my curriculum, but I was appalling.
And would you consider reading it again, even a translation of it? No.
No. I just when I say that really quickly, I'm being glib. What I'd love to do is this. One, I'm going to look at your programme. Two, I would love to go to the Blasket, to the Interpretive Centre, and, you know, as part of our next Wide Atlantic Way, I would definitely take the Peg story in. Do you know what I mean? And then take it from there. But I see at the centre, Maureen Nidolig. I said something very interesting. She said Peg was the Netflix of her time.
She was, because lots of people gathered in Peg's house to hear her tell stories. You can imagine back in the day, there was no television, there was no radio or whatever. So I suppose the entertainment that they had was the stories that they had collected. So Peg would often have people gathered in her home, young people as well, as Maureen Nihalik told me, and Dáithí Dí Mhúra as well. Telling stories, and that was the entertainment of the time. And she was a wonderful storyteller. I had the opportunity to go up to UCD to Knutsdóttir Eirin Aaron, and to actually listen to some of the tapes of her reciting, and it's, oh man, she understood her brief. Yeah. She told the story. There was a rhythm to it. There was not an nor an am. It was like a performance.
Right.
And that's what I think of when I think of Peg. I think of a performer. Also, I think of Beyonce. You only have to say Beyonce and you know who someone's talking about. Somebody else mentioned this in the story, in the program as well. They said, all you have to say is Bono. All you have to say is Peg, and people know who you're talking about.
It's,
you know,
very fair point. She's the share of the baskets. Loved Peg Sayers as a text, and I read it every so often. That's from Martina in Sligo. Another says, the very mention of Peg caused an involuntary scream as I made my morning coffee, says Derek.
Has to watch the show.
There's no doubt about it. Very excited about Peg, says another I had. And Cliona says, I had and have very bad Irish, but I adored doing Peg in school, and I look forward to seeing this documentary. Another says, oh no, Peg, she made me cry the whole 2 years of Leaving Cert, hence the burning of the book after the 1990 exams. The only time in my life I passed Irish in an exam was for the Leaving Cert. However, I have learned to take... to have a love of the Great Blasket Island where she lived, thanks to the great work of Billy and Alice, who have brought the folklore of it back to me. So the older creatures like myself are kind of having a nostalgic look at this, which I think will make people watch your documentary on the 10th of March at 9:30 on TG Cahir and on The Player. It's a great idea, Sinead. No better woman for it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, see you soon. Thanks for that, Sinead.
Bye-bye.
Sinead Ollacon joining us to talk about Peg, her documentary on the 10th of March, 9:30, on TG Cahir. That is something I look forward to immensely. It's 21 minutes to 10.